And now, it's Media One Radio Group's local public affairs radio program, Community Spotlight. We're asking the questions you want the answers to.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Community Spotlight, the Media One Radio Group's weekly public affairs program. I'm News Director Terry Frank. We continue our look at the candidates running for a local political office this fall, and today we have incumbent Republican Chautauqua County Executive P.J. Wendell, who is running again this year for that office against Democratic challenger Norm Green. And P.J. is always welcome back.
Well, good thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
Again, we are giving the candidates a chance to give an opening statement of about 2 minutes or so to introduce or reintroduce themselves and explain why they're running for election or re-election. So, PJ, the floor is yours.
Well, thank you, Terry. And first of all, thank you. You know, I was very humbled last November when I received the support of the residents of Chautauqua County. As I was appointed in 2019, took office in 2020, I ran for a one-year vacancy left by now Senator Borrello. And again, very humbled by the overwhelming support of the voters here in Chautauqua County to continue the remainder of this term as their county executive. As you know, COVID began. We've been involved in COVID and working right through that. As you know, we meet today, that the numbers are still there, climbing in some cases. So always on the watch, always on the ready. But having said that, business is still going on here in Chautauqua County. And the reason why I decided to leave a 20-year career in education was I had 8 years in the county legislature, two of them as chairman and two prior to that as in leadership. And I felt my experiences not only in the county legislature, but as a village trustee, gave me the tools and the skill set necessary to lead our county. There were some great challenges. And as I began my first year, you know, we hit COVID. And when I came to a meeting with other county executives, we all realized that we were all in the same playing field, that it was leveled. That means if you were there for 16 years as Tony Pacenti in Oneida County or 3 months as P.J. Wendell from Chautauqua County, we were there. So what I did is I used my skills of listening, collaboration, working together. I created a team approach to our COVID crisis on the health front. I created a team approach on our financial front, which those decisions were very tough and very challenging. But the financial decisions brought us a $5.3 million addition to our general fund balance. So not only were we navigating COVID, but we were also navigating the county finances. And first and foremost, we are keeping the health and safety of our residents intact. So why am I coming back to run again? It's because we started a mission and we're going to continue that mission. COVID is still going on. It's still a concern. You know, even affected my family today when I found out early this morning that my cousin's wife down in Florida succumbed to COVID-19. So, you know, my cousin and his family are in my thoughts and prayers. But it happens to everybody, and this affects everyone, and we need everybody to be aware. But I want to expand what we're doing in Chautauqua County. I've got three main focuses: expanding our businesses, growing our economics here in the county. I'm going to strengthen our communities and investing in our future. All of those things are critical to sustaining and bringing Chautauqua County to the forefront of growth and economic development.
You talked about the three focuses. You have an extensive background in government, obviously. What would you say is the biggest issue facing the county right now and over what would be the next term?
Well, over the next term, we want to expand our economy. As you know, we've had businesses that have left Chautauqua County, not more so because of what happened in Chautauqua County, but the climate here in New York State. I've had a great working relationship with now Governor Hochul, someone I would consider a friend, and working with her, other county leaders throughout New York State in creating a sound business environment for people here in New York State, but also focusing on what we can to expand and create shovel-ready sites and entice people to come here to Western New York. There's so many great things about Chautauqua County, but expanding our businesses and growing our economy is first and foremost. We also need to employ and retain the talent that we have here already and attract new talent. People are wanting to leave the urban areas of New York City and other large cities in New York State. Bring them here to Chautauqua County where they can access the internet, work remotely, still be in touch with those large metropolitan areas, but have a quiet, tranquil living here where we're safe and we're also making sure that everyone is protected.
Getting more directly to the COVID-19 issue, we have seen the number of new cases grow this month. It's well over 400 now between August 1st and the date people are hearing this. Your opponent has said that your leadership in dealing with this has been weak. What do you say?
Well, I think the leadership in dealing with this speaks for itself. If you look at the numbers are coming up, but this is a Delta variant. It's been said that I'm giving people a free pass. You know, I stated in the paper this week, at no time did we ever say once we met the metric that Governor Cuomo then decided was 70% vaccination, that take your masks off, run wild, COVID's done. That was never the case. You know, the mask mandate was lifted and we continued and we still reminded everyone to be careful, to be cautious, stay healthy, stay safe. And we're going to continue to do that. We're not out of the woods yet. We have monitored this. Our health team has been working diligently. We're meeting once a week. I'm in constant contact with our public health director, looking at the numbers. You know, the numbers are going up, but what we're not seeing and we're not hearing about are the numbers of recovered individuals going up as well. So today's numbers just came in. We had 34 new cases, 25 of them fully recovered from yesterday's numbers to today. So again, if you look at those numbers, we are monitoring those numbers. Leadership, I've got a great rapport with Brian Durniak from UPMC Chautauqua, Mary Laroe from Brooks. Then it was Karen Sercala at Westfield. That leadership has changed in Westfield. But the directors of nursing from both Brooks and UPMC, I talked to on a just talked to them yesterday, getting their statistics and census. So the leadership is there. You know, we're getting to the facts. We're making sure that our residents are informed, and we're reminding people to stay safe. Wear your mask when you're out in public. But again, I can't emphasize, this is your choice. You know, the mask mandates, I don't believe, are needed. Residents have known all along what it takes to stop or prevent the spread of COVID-19. We've done it. We've demonstrated that. And I know our residents will continue as these numbers start to come up. And we don't have to be mandated to remember what we need to do to help.
What about masking in county buildings?
Well, you know, the question was, are we protecting our county workforce? Well, when you enter the county office building, especially GOB, that office is, I don't say governed, but OCA, the Office of Court Administration, they helped fund that entryway, and they're monitored by the court security. So you're mandated to wear a mask when you come into the GOB, the Gerasi Office Building. Once you leave and go to other areas, you are allowed to take off your mask. And if you look to our clerk's office, if you go down the hallway, you'll see that all those women that are behind that are working there are behind glass. If you walk into our finance department, our public-facing individual is behind plexiglass. If you go into our real property tax, everyone there that you would come in contact with or discuss things with are all behind plexiglass. So our employees are always being protected. But what isn't brought to the forefront is 75% or more. And the reason I say that is because we still have employees that are getting vaccinated. But our last census last week was 78% of all employees were vaccinated. Then we found out one department said, well, we only have 74. So we could say 75% of our employees are fully vaccinated and are already protected. So mandated that masks isn't necessarily a sign. If we don't mandate it, we're not protecting them. They are protected, and our public-facing individuals are behind that plexiglass to prevent any spread or prevent germs from coming to them.
PJ, another issue has to do with the $24.6 million in COVID relief funds the county is getting from the American Rescue Plan. Mr. Green says you should be getting more public input on how it's used and that it's doing nothing more but growing county government. How do you respond?
Well, just to the opposite. We're not growing county government. We're making county government better, without a doubt. We're making it more efficient. You know, for example, I'm looking right here. One of the areas we're going to invest in is public health. About $1.8 million in our lead paint remediation, replenishing our PPE. We're actually entering a permit fee waiver for local businesses such as restaurants who always had to apply for a fee for their operational license. We're waiving that in the upcoming year should they apply to give a little bit of a boost and bonus to our small businesses. We're investing in a Strong Starts Chautauqua program, which deals with prenatal opioid addictions and combating the opioid problem here in Chautauqua County. You know, some of the other things we're looking at, infrastructure. We're putting about $8.1 million in that, but some of that money, if the infrastructure bill goes through, would be able to divert. So we have plans in place. You know, we're looking at purchasing large pieces of equipment, a crane, for example, for our DPF that hasn't been purchased in nearly 50 years, economic and workforce development, clean water, investing in a phase two project from the sewer district. It would go from right now, phase one will end in Stowe. It goes from about Asheville-Boseys to Stowe. We want to continue that from Stowe to Prendergast Creek. If that goes through, that would be basically encompassing 80% of our lake with a sewer, which is something that I'm sure if Raleigh Kidder is listening would be very happy that we're actually getting closer to that that final number of a complete sewer. We have a multitude of things we're focusing on, and I don't believe we need all of the public input because I'm in tune with what's happening in county government. We reached out. All of our county department heads got back to us and what their needs and necessities are. This is less than one-tenth of our annual budget, you know, $24.6 million. So our employees are always in tune and knowing exactly what's needed and some of those ticket items that would benefit and enhance the efficiency of our county government.
I want to remind folks you're listening to Community Spotlight this week on the six Media One radio group stations. I'm Terry Frank, and incumbent Chautauqua County Executive P.J. Wendell is my guest. P.J., we've only got a couple of minutes, 3 minutes left in the program. I did want to go to Chautauqua Lake, that being another issue that was brought up by your opponent. I won't go into everything, you know, nuts and bolts, but he did say that he opposed the use of chemicals, herbicides, in Chautauqua Lake. Everything else seems to be on the table. Your thoughts?
Well, if you look at it right now, what we're focusing on is science, and we've been focusing on science. The MOU, we just got word. We're waiting on one municipality to sign. I don't want to divulge, but I'm told we're about 90% through that signing. Should that happen, we'll have a large group symbolizing that. The MOU is the agreement to work together for municipalities and stakeholders in and around Chautauqua Lake, which is critical to our advancement. What we're focusing on is the science. We have the Jefferson Project, which is part of the Friends of Lake George, Skinny Atlas Lake, and they've worked here last year. We're using that science. North Carolina State University is coming in and conducting experiments and creating science and data. We have the Racine Johnson. Bob Johnson has always studied Chautauqua Lake. We have Dr. Bullijohn out of Bowling Green. We are using the science to guide us in the management of Chautauqua Lake. We know that herbicides have been proven effective. Mm-hmm. I think the word pristine was what we called our lake. Well, we have three lakes that we're working with, Lake George, Chautauqua Lake, and Skinny Atlas Lake. Of the three, we are the dirtiest of the three. And the science is what we're using to clean up our lake. We're taking the personal beliefs and anecdotal theory out of it, but looking at the raw science. For example, people don't realize the assumption was the water starts in Mayville and ends in Jamestown. Well, people last year realized with our water vertical profilers that the Jefferson Projects had in here, they found out that the current sometimes goes north to Mayville from the South Basin. So, and it was, again, very evident in our latest storm in Bemis Creek that that debris did wash up the lake. So we work together. We have a huge collaboration in our lake efforts. The CLP and the CLA, if you remember, were at odds at the paper before, working together using GPS and data to share information and provide the best services for our lake. So collaboration is key. We're going to continue that, and we're going to be science-driven.
I wanted to bring up something and get about 45 seconds here. 2020 census figures were recently released, and they show that the county had a population loss of about 5.4% since 2010. What's led to that, do you believe, and how can we reverse that trend?
Well, I think one of the things we could do to reverse that trend is be creating a better business economy here in Chautauqua County. I talked to an individual who had a large business, 1,500 employees here in Western New York, many of them in Chautauqua County. And unfortunately, the amount of taxes he paid for those 1,500 employees was substantial. He's relocated to Texas and now pays the same amount of taxes and employs 2,500 people in his businesses. So again, it shows you that the business climate, not only Chautauqua County, but in New York State, has been challenging. The pilot programs we work, without those, we wouldn't be able to get businesses here in Chautauqua County. So we need to focus on talent attraction and talent retention. We need to keep our young people here, and we need to attract more and provide the talent to really grow and make Chautauqua County a beacon of development and excitement throughout New York State.
I know, PJ, that you've got the Republican GOP endorsement for county executive. What others do you have, and how can people find out more about your campaign?
I am also endorsed by the Conservative Party. I've got both lines, the Conservative and Republican line. I had those for last year. I've had those for the last, I believe, the last three times I've run for legislature as well. The best way to find me is pjwendell.com. And you'll find out information, links on Facebook, and I'll be out and around the community, and I just invite anybody to please get a hold of me, reach out, and we'll sit down and talk, because the position of county executive isn't a 9-to-5. Anybody that can ask, it's 24/7, and this job never stops.
All right. Chautauqua County incumbent executive P.J. Wendell, thanks so much for stopping by. Good to see you.
Terry, always a pleasure.
That's been Community Spotlight for this week. I'm Terry Frank. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk with you again next week at this same time.